Well, look, Alex has asked the following.
I currently work in the public sector, but learned later in life that my real passion is in the sciences. I'm considering re-entering university to pursue a science degree. In all of the science podcasts and media I consume, I don't hear much about people entering sciences as a second career. Is this a realistic goal? If so, would you have any recommendations?
This is a fantastic question. I'm really like, yeah, go, Alex, do science. Unfortunately, Alex hasn't really specified what kind of science. We've got kind of five scientists in the room here. We've got a medical doctor, I'm a geneticist, we've got an animal behaviourist, an astrophysicist, and someone studying metabolism and human diseases and disorders. So, like, there's a lot of science in the world. So it kind of depends on, I think, what particular type of science. But there are, you know, I guess it's never too late. There's nothing to stop you. Giles, what do you think?
I'm a fellow at Wolfson College here in Cambridge, and it's a mature students' college. So although we have a lot of graduate students, and those are people coming in and doing PhDs, we also have a contingent of undergraduate students that are older. And all of them have come in from second careers, not all to do science, perhaps, but to do medicine, to do archaeology, and any number of other degrees that you just decided that you had a change in mind to do. And I would say probably 20% of them are coming in to do science. And these are people who were lawyers before, who were, you know, any other, you know, types of careers. So definitely not impossible. There are colleges, even in Cambridgeshire, which specialize that try and develop you for your second career, including science.
What do you reckon, Matt? I mean, if someone, for example, particularly I always feel to go into physics, you've got to have really good maths.
You absolutely do, Kat. You're right. I mean, yes, Alex, go for it. You know, absolutely. Follow your heart, your dreams and whatever. Lots of good platitudes. but absolutely, don't give up on that. But it is tricky. I mean, you shouldn't for a second think that this is something that anybody, you know, I'm just drop of a hat. I'm no longer going to be a lawyer. I'm no longer going to be an accountant. I'm going to be something else entirely. You do have to, it's good to have some transferable skills like maths, certainly for physics. And the other thing to keep in mind is that if you do want to follow an academic track, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but if you want to get to the end and have tenure or a lectureship or something like that, they do actually care a little bit about your age. Some places want younger departments moving forward that they can then mould. So if you're going to be a lecturer for sort of 5 years before you retire, that isn't always seen in a great light. But that should not stop you at all.
I also think it's important just that we have more people who are literate in science broadly. I mean, really briefly, Eleanor, what would be your advice?
I'd say go for it. I think it's super exciting. I'd say if you're still wondering which kind of science you want, then try it out. There's lots of places that do internships or experiences that you'd be able to get in touch with people.
And there's always the Open University as well.